On 4ZZZ 102.1 FM, we had, first of all, the Silver Circus down in the park, which you can grab your tickets through Humanitix for the Silver Circus show coming up next week, and OPEC Space with a beautiful distraction. Here's the news. It's called Zedline, bit of a distraction from 11 o'clock.
Zedline's keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Lauren and Jazz with your 11 a.m.
Zedlines. Good morning. This is Lauren and Jazz with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, recent reports have shown that this year's flu season has hit significantly harder than previous years, with cases so far this year being 19% higher than the same period in 2024. This past week has recorded the highest number of cases so far this year, with 2,800 individuals diagnosed. With influenza A being the most common, making up 4 out of 5 cases in Queensland, influenza B has been 7 times higher this year than in 2024. The public is recommended to get tested and seek the appropriate medical care if symptoms arise.
Queensland Attorney General Deb Frecklington has rejected calls to ban male staff from childcare centres. These calls come with a fresh wave of criticism and outrage as the abuse of dozens of children in Victorian childcare centres by 2 men has been brought into mainstream media. The Victorian government is pledging to sweeping reforms, and on Wednesday the Queensland government also launched an inquiry focused on the safety of children in residential care, with these results expected in November next year. Frecklington acknowledges the re-traumatisation and impact to many, but doesn't believe a gender-based ban is the solution. Quote, "I think that children do benefit from having both positive male and female role models."
And in national news, Taronga Zoo has recently conducted the largest ever release of the endangered northern corroboree frogs in Birrindabella National Park, with 544 captivity bred frogs now released into the wild at New South Wales. It is estimated that there are now fewer than 1,200 mature individuals of the northern corroboree frog left in the world, but are vital for the biodiversity of subalpine ranges. Only found habitating the Birrindabella and Fiery ranges in New South Wales and the ACT, this species has been threatened by introduced species, fungi, and major climate events like the Black Summer bushfires.
Qantas states customers whose data was potentially compromised in the recent cyber attack can expect specific contact and details next week. Their update this morning follows the cyber attack revealed on Wednesday, where hackers accessed the data of up to 6 million customers of the frequent flyer program. They also revealed that they had not been contacted by anyone claiming to have customers' personal information, and reiterated that financial details and logins were not compromised. Hammond Pierce from UNSW Sydney's School of Computer Science and Engineering has expressed greatest concern with possible impersonation. Quote, "The kind of information that has been stolen, you use it everywhere. They define you." Dr. Pierce also emphasized his frustration at the lack of responsibility towards data safety taken by big companies. Qantas is the latest victim of a cyber attack in a long line of Australian companies, including Optus and Medibank.
And in international news, the rescue search for survivors of a capsized ferry carrying 65 people in Bali has halted due to dangerous weather conditions. The local Indonesian ferry sank 30 minutes after its departure late on Wednesday this week, with rescue efforts commencing soon after. 29 survivors have been recovered, but the search continues for a remaining 29 still missing. The search has been struck with strong currents and winds, but with Nanang Sigit, the head of East Java Rescue Agency, declaring visibility problems, the ongoing rescue mission paused on Thursday evening, Bali time, until conditions are forecasted to clear later today.
For your weather, it's shaping up to be a sunny day in Brisbane. It's currently 17 degrees, with an expected maximum of 21 and a minimum of 10. There is a 5% chance of rain across the city today. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Brisbane music lovers, meet your new masters.
Doug!